And now, fans, representing more than the 1,300 players who have worn the uniform, I introduce to the man who embodies the spirit of the old English day. If any player defined the spirit of the Tigers over the second half of the century, it was number six. One of only three players to play 20 seasons in a Detroit uniform, he was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1980 after hitting more than 308 times, winning the batting title with a .340 average and delivering 3,007 hits. My honor to introduce a man of great talent and even greater class, Al Kaline.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. What a great day. I have often spoken of the first time that I entered Tiger Stadium as an 18-year-old back in 1953. From the outside, coming from the old train station just down the street, how the ballpark looked like an impressive battleship, a fortress at Michigan and Trumbull. But then inside, coming through the aisles and seeing the field, the green, green grass, and the thousands of seats around, and even more, the peacefulness that seemed almost magical. Yes, on that day, I was awestruck. As a kid fresh out of high school, I suppose that was only natural. Yet today, 46 years later, I stand before you as a grown man, a veteran of thousands of games in this ballpark, and I again find myself humbled and somewhat overwhelmed by the events unfolding in front of us. Today I have been asked to speak for the more than 1,300 players who have had the great fortune to wear the old English D. My goal, my responsibility, should be to put into words what this ballpark had meant to each of us. But I do not pretend to understand the role that Tiger Stadium, Briggs Stadium, Nathan Field has played in the lives and the careers of my colleagues. There is just too much history here to summarize that effectively. We are truly fortunate that Tiger Stadium has been a place that rises above the success of the home team. The Tiger Stadium experience is about so much more than just winning and losing. It is a bond that nearly all the people of Detroit share. Looking back on the last century, so many events that played a critical role in Detroit's past are associated in some way with Tiger Stadium. More often than not, it has proved a respite during hard times. Whether it was the diversion for those in despair during the Depression or the healing effect during a difficult turbulent times in the late 60s. And during the good times, it was a gathering place for celebration, a shared experience for people from all walks of life. The ballpark has grown hand in hand with the city. Tiger Stadium's strength lies not in its dazzling architecture or creature comforts, but in rather in its character, charm, and history. And while common materials may have been used to build this place, concrete, steel, and bricks, the memories are the cement that has held it together for 88 wonderful seasons. are saddened and nostalgic on this occasion, the time is right to move on. With a wonderful new ballpark rising just a mile away, we look forward to a promising future that will be filled by the memories of our old home. I summarize and conclude my thoughts today with a question to be answered by each of you. Is it a Pacific game that you will remember most about Tiger Stadium? Maybe Ty Cobb sliding hard in the third, George Kell diving to his left, Norm Cash or Kirk Gibson blasting one into the lights in right field? Or will it be a memory of your family and friends sharing a story with your best buddy or listening closely as your dad tells you of the first time he came to the ballpark years ago? For me, foremost, I trust the answer involves a little bit of both. Thank you.
Number six.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay, Mom.